USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States hit Iran with new sanctions on Wednesday. The Treasury and Secretary of State departments announcing they had targeted the leader of Iran's charity and numerous of its affiliates for human rights violations. House Democrats continuing to get their ducks in a row for the new congressional session beginning next year. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats are unified despite gains by Republicans in the recent national elections.
All of it connected to the hopes and aspirations of America's working families.
President Trump's campaign is paying for two recounts in two Wisconsin counties. It will cost $3 million for recounts in Dane and Milwaukee counties. Currently, Joe Biden leads the president by just over 20,000 votes in the Badger State. It would have cost over $7 million for an entire state recount. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, claims the United States is in desperate straits and needs another aggressive coronavirus stimulus package.
The country requires a substantial injection of aid, meaning relief to our schools, small businesses, the unemployed, state and local governments, our health care system, among other things.
Schumer, speaking on the Senate floor, says he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have invited their Republican counterparts to sit down and hash out a compromise. A good portion of Americans plan to attend a large holiday gathering despite surging coronavirus infections and pleas from health officials to nix the typical social traditions this year. The survey conducted by Ohio State University found that almost 2 in 5 Americans, or nearly 40%, reported they will likely attend a gathering with 10 or more, while a third will not ask their guests to wear masks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Missing ballots continue to be discovered in the Peach State.
The recount taking place in Georgia, officials again discovered thousands of uncounted votes in the November 3rd election. In addition to Floyd County, Fayette County uncovered 2,755 votes that were not included in the initial count. Election official Gabriel Sterling said again, human error. White House press secretary tells Fox, a third county is now reporting similar irregularities.
There's reporting that in a third county in Georgia, in Walton County, they have found the same issue, a memory card that was not registered with votes. And guess what? These votes favor President Donald J. Trump. What is going on here? Every American should be concerned.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As coronavirus cases continue to surge across the country, governors in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Oregon, Washington, and California are imposing some sorts of lockdowns in each of those states. As far as who those lockdowns hurt the most, Dr. Imran Ali says our most vulnerable and our children.
Children have a lack of socialization, and also just the general anxiety can cause a psychological regression where children forget basic skills. We're also seeing this in older adults. Senior centers are closed. People are more isolated.
Dr. Ali speaking there on CBS News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.